Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to DCM Shriram Limited's Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Rangnekar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nirav. Good afternoon, and welcome to DCM Shriram Limited's Quarter One FY24 earnings conference call. Today, we have with us Mr. Ajay Shriram, Chairman and Senior Managing Director, Mr. Vikram Shriram, Vice Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Ajit Shriram, Joint Managing Director, Mr. K.K. Kaul, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Amit Agarwal, CFO of the company. We shall commence with remarks from Mr. Ajay Shriram and Mr. Vikram Shriram. Members of the audience will get an opportunity to ask their queries to the management subsequent to their remarks during the interactive question and answer session. Before we begin, please note that some of the statements made on today's call could be forward-looking in nature, and a note to this effect has been included in the conference call invite that has been circulated earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Ajay Shriram to give us a brief overview. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Siddharth. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us for our Q1 financial year 2024 earnings conference call. I hope all of you are keeping safe and in good health. I will give you overview of the operating environment of our businesses and progress on our growth initiatives, following which Vikram will give a perspective on our business performance. The world economy continues to face headwinds and is yet to stabilize from the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic and extended Russia-Ukraine conflict. These factors have led to cascading effects of high inflation, high interest, and slow growth globally. These have severely impacted the supply chain balance. Climate change is further adding to uncertainties and is a tough operating environment. Our chemicals and vinyl businesses are facing challenges as a result of global disruptions in demand, supply, and costs. Our ongoing investments to optimize costs, enhance scale, and integration will provide strength to the chemicals business. Sugar business environment is stable, and the recently concluded CapEx cycle will add to the earnings. Our Shriram Farm Solutions and Fenesta businesses are witnessing good growth and have become significant contributors to our earnings. Sustainability is key to our business performance and growth. We are cognizant of the impact of climate change and have taken steps to reduce our carbon footprint, improve resource utilization, and conserve water. Out of the total direct energy consumed, 42% is green, and we are 12 times water positive. The supply of up to 43 megawatts renewable power has started in this quarter. There are multiple initiatives being undertaken at the manufacturing plants to optimize energy, reduce waste generation, as well as add value to waste. We also have a strong framework of social issues, on social issues and governance. We have been ranked among top 7% global chemical companies as per the sustainability assessment by S&P Global, based on Dow Jones Sustainability Index. With that, I would now like to walk you through our various businesses. Chemicals. The global supply outweighs demand in major consuming regions and more notably in India, given the significant capacity additions. There is demand slowdown in major economies such as Europe and U.S. for the reasons stated earlier, which is impacting demand in India, especially in the textiles and related industries, as well as other downstream chemical industries. These factors have led to consistent fall in product prices globally and in India over the last three quarters. Total demand and prices continue to be stable. The product costs have started coming down sequentially. However, the decline in finished product prices is sharper, leading to lower margins. we expect our cost structure to improve from third quarter and onwards, with benefits from further decline in coal prices, commissioning of our new 120-megawatt coal-based power plant, and 43 megawatts of renewable power. We have started sourcing renewable power from June onwards, and it is being ramped up. Our projects will start getting commissioned from second quarter onwards with the 120-megawatt power plant. All other projects will get commissioned within the third quarter. Our team is putting in its best efforts to commission them as per stated timelines. Vinyl. Global demand for PVC is driven by the housing sector. High interest rates have led to slowdown in growth in this sector in most of the large economies. The capacity utilization of PVC plants worldwide have increased, hence the supply is outweighing demand. China is the largest producer of PVC and has added capacities. However, the demand has not picked up, and they are dumping PVC into global markets. China is also the largest exporter to India because of the freight advantage. The global prices have remained subdued, including in India, which imports about 55% of its requirements. We are improving our cost structure and have been able to reduce the energy costs with lower coal prices and significant increase in use of biomass at our Kota complex. Despite these efforts, our margins are subdued. The industry has made representation to the government with respect to re-imposition of anti-dumping duty. However, we are yet to get a favorable response. Sugar. World sugar balance is expected to be marginally in deficit for sugar season 2022-2023. The international prices are firm at around $690 per metric ton for white sugar. However, this has limited impact on domestic prices because of restrictions of exports and the domestic relief mechanism. Domestic sugar production estimate for sugar season 2022-2023 is at 32.8 million metric tons, and the season end inventory level is expected to be 4.5 million metric tons. We concluded sugar operations in the month of May with significantly higher sugarcane crush as well as better recovery versus the last season. Most of our sugar expansion projects were commissioned last year. The 260 kiloliters per day grain-based distillery was started in the current quarter. We will see the full year benefits of all expansions in the current financial year. The central government recently increased the FRP of sugarcane to ₹315 for the upcoming season. However, the cane cost in Uttar Pradesh continues to be higher at the state advised price of ₹350 per quintal. The increase in the state advised price happened in season 21-22, which has not yet been fully compensated by increase in sugar and ethanol prices. Recently, FCI has stopped the supply of rice to ethanol production. This will impact grain-based distillery operations across India. There is a need to have more rational and consistent government policy for sugar as well as ethanol, which supports the farmer, the industry, as well as the consumer. The board of directors have approved a 12 tons per day compressed biogas project at Ajmapur unit with an investment of ₹131 crores to be commissioned by Q4 financial year 2025. This will add to a green footprint along with value addition to fresh mud, a byproduct of the sugar operations. Fenesta Building Systems. The business has emerged as a notable contributor to our performance. We continue to record healthy growth on the back of enhanced distribution and wider product range. Our project segment continues to record good growth both in volumes and pricing. In addition to products in UPVC categories, we are growing in aluminum windows and in WPC and engineered wood doors. The expansion at our Kota extrusion plant and the fabrication unit for glass facades is expected to commence towards the end of this quarter. Shriram Farm Solutions. This is another business that has emerged as a notable contributor to our performance. We are focusing on new technologies and our own research-based products, which has already started contributing and will drive the growth of the business going forward. We started our own manufacturing of some of crop care chemicals last year, and by Q4 2024, we will start manufacturing some of the plant nutrition products like water-soluble fertilizers and biologicals at our factory at Kota. We are also entering into technology tie-ups to bring new and innovative products to the farmers. Fertilizer. The business is stable. Gas prices have come down, which implies lower turnover since this is a pass-through and lower subsidy build-up. Subsidy payments from the government have been absolutely regular. Bioseed. The business is seeing better traction in India. The international business is stable. We are focusing on the pipeline for new products. We are also optimizing costs and will further improve performance in this segment. Ladies and gentlemen, our growth agenda is nearing completion. We shall harness the combined benefits of our strategic capex that is designed to give key segments a growth and value-creating impact. This capex will also augment our capability to better navigate the volatile industry dynamics. We will continue to invest in growth driven by our cash flows and healthy balance sheet. I will now request Vikram to give you a perspective on our business performance. Vikram, over.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I will now take you through the business performance for Q1 Financial Year 24. Net revenues for Q1 24 stood at ₹2,780 crores versus ₹2,851 crores in Q1 Financial Year 23, a decline of 2% impacted by lower prices and volumes in chlorovinyl segment. Sugar, Fenesta and Shriram Farm Solutions led the growth for the quarter. EBDIT for Q1 Financial 24 was at ₹183 crores versus ₹464 crores in Q1 Financial Year 23, a decline of 60% driven by lower product prices of chlorovinyl segments. The chemicals business reported revenues of ₹536 crores, a decline of 40% year-on-year. ECU prices were lower by 41% and volumes of caustic soda were down by 9% year-on-year. Hydrogen volumes and prices are stable. PBDIT was ₹36 crores, down 90%. Input costs, especially energy prices, have started coming down but are still at elevated levels versus last year. Vinyl business saw a decline in revenues by 32% year-on-year at ₹164 crores, impacted by decline in prices of PVC and carbide by 39 and 30% respectively. However, volumes of PVC and carbide increased by 4% and 19% respectively. PBDIT was negative 3 crores versus positive ₹70 crores last year. Costs have come down but are not enough to mitigate the impact of lower prices. In the sugar business, revenues net of excise duty was at ₹958 crores, an increase of 35% year-on-year due to higher prices and volumes. Sugar volumes were up 41% year-on-year due to higher domestic releases and exports. Volumes of ethanol were 359 lakh liters versus 350 lakh liters last year. Sugar prices, both domestic and exports, were also higher by 3% and 25% respectively. Ethanol prices also were higher. PBDIT was higher at ₹88 crores as against ₹22 crores for the above reasons. The increase in sugar and ethanol prices are still not commensurate with the increase in sugar cane costs done in the last season. In terms of crush, we closed the season with a crush of 652 lakh quintals versus 549 lakh quintals last season, attributed to better crop and commissioning of sugar expansion projects. Sugar recovery on C-heavy molasses operations is 11.44%, higher 19 basis points over last year. We diverted approximately 11 lakh quintals of sugar for ethanol production via B-heavy and juice. Fenesta Building Systems revenue increased by 15% year-on-year to Rs. 192 crores and PBDIT by 23% to Rs. 40 crores. Growth was driven by volume and pricing in projects category. Retail and projects categories both saw higher order bookings in the quarter with an overall increase of 13% year-on-year at 208 crores. Shriram Farm Solutions revenues increased by 8% year-on-year at 236 crores, supported by a strong performance in the category of seeds and crop protection. PBDIT for the quarter came in at Rs. 11 crores as against Rs. 18 crores last year on account of higher marketing expenses. The team is working on strengthening the Shriram brand and increasing the geographical expansion. Fertilizer revenues were higher by 18% year-on-year at Rs. 378 crores and PBDT was Rs. 23 crores versus negative Rs. 17 crores last year. Planned maintenance shutdown in the last year resulted in volumes for this year being higher by 62% along with better efficiencies and lower maintenance costs. In Q1 financial year 24, prices were lower by 28% year-on-year on account of lower energy prices, which are a pass-through. The urea subsidy outstanding is at Rs. 83 crores versus Rs. 462 crores at the same time last year. Bioseed segment saw revenue increase of 4% year-on-year at Rs. 213 crores and PBDIT was up 17% at Rs. 23 crores. This was primarily led by the domestic revenues, which increased by 5% year-on-year at Rs. 186 crores. The company's net debt has increased from Rs. 8 crores as of June 30, 2022 to Rs. 926 crores as of June 30, 2023. This is on account of the ongoing expansion projects amounting to Rs. 3,500 crores. Return on capital employed for June 23 came in lower at 21% as compared to 37% for June 22. On the whole, we will aspire to deliver a continuous and sustainable growth, keeping our balance sheet and cash flows healthy. This brings me to the end of my opening remarks. I would now like to request the moderator to please open the forum for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Ahmed from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. My first question is on the caustic business. So if I look at, say, the way the prices were in March, and if I look at the imports prices, it was about a $440-$430 a ton. And it has fallen to about $390-$400 a ton, which is a fall of about 7-8%. But if I look at our realization, which we reported in a presentation in March, was about 36,000, and in June it is about 27,000, which is about 25% fall. So what explains this divergence between 7% fall and 25% fall?
You know, in terms of the prices, actually speaking, a year ago the price was in the range of about $650. and in the month of July, international price came down to $310. That is the reason why there is this sharp drop in prices of the final product. Because the international prices have dropped dramatically and the people can import it. So, and you are aware that there is a match between international price delivered and domestic prices.
But the divergence isn't large, which doesn't explain the fall for our domestic realizations?
No, I'm saying that prices have fallen, and also what happens is that capacities are coming up, as you are aware, within India. Due to that, when there is a pressure on chlorine, then chlorine has its own negative pricing. So that has an added impact on making the ECU, which is combined price of caustic and chlorine, even lower. So that is the market price at which it is selling now.
Ahmed, I would just like to add here that...
One second, Ahmed.
Just want to add, Ahmed, that here in the month of January, February, March, international prices were ranging from about $600 in January, and they came down to close to about $420, as you rightly mentioned, in March.
Mm-hmm.
So the average, even average international prices were better, right? And therefore our realization averaged around 37,000 in Q4.
Okay.
And now in Q1, the average international prices have been around 420. And international prices have definitely further come down, right? From about 37,000.
310.
Yes, sir. And now they've come down to 310 in July. So international price, domestic prices have seen a little sharper fall. And that also, as CMP sir rightly mentioned, that the capacity that have come up in the country, that's also putting pressure.
Okay, got it. Noted. Fine. And on the cost side, over last quarter, the first understanding was that there was some inventory which we had for the coal, and that was depleted, and from Q1, we were supposed to have low-cost inventory. But I don't see a decline here cost. So what explains that thing?
So, you see, if you look at sequentially, my cost of production has come down by about 10%, right? However, the fall in prices has been much sharper. So, about fall in prices has been about 20% between Q4 last year to Q1 this year. So, that's the reason why we are not seeing an impact in the margins. But otherwise, costs have come down by about 10%. And as was mentioned in the opening remarks, we should see, you know, a little more decline in Q2, but a major decline will then start coming from Q3 onwards.
Noted. Okay. And in the PVC segment, do we still see the weakness which we saw in Q1, or is there any improvement which you are witnessing?
You know, on the PVC front, India actually last year we had the most remunerative prices ever. It's just 1,50,000 rupees per metric ton, around that. Then it dropped to about 75,000 rupees in the last few months. And the international price also was over $780. Now it has gone up marginally. The international price has gone up to about $800, $810. But it's too early to say, because China has also got back into manufacturing, but the economy is not picking up adequately for consumption, so they are dumping. So as I mentioned earlier, we are working with the government to see how to bring in some anti-dumping duty coming in from China. So we hope that can happen over the next couple of months. That should help us in improving our prices a little bit. But there is pressure because India imports about 55% of its PVC requirements. So we are linked to the international price.
And here again, just to add, on the cost front, we are consistently improving. You know, quarter on quarter. And this quarter again, there will be improvement. But then prices are not in our control.
Got it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Riya Mehta from Equiras Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. My first question will be in terms of what are the current domestic ECUs in the month of July?
There are a little below 27,000.
And what would be the chlorine cost in this? Negative?
Chlorine, the ballpark around 4,000 negative.
4,000 negative. Second would be in terms of we were seeing some demand in exports for caustic last year also we've seen some growth. So are we seeing continued growth there?
Exports have grown, but I would say they're not to what we expected, given that, you know, again, as mentioned in the opening remarks, that globally the supply has increased because of better capacity utilization in Europe, because we were exporting to Europe and many other countries, you know, flooding the market. And even Europe has become an exporter of caustic. So there is a oversupply situation globally.
Okay, and in terms of Indian demand, we're seeing some comeback in paper or demand as well as other alumina, etc. Do you think that will make up for the loss of demand in textile, or maybe the H2 demand would be better?
Sorry, can you repeat that, please?
We're seeing some growth in demand in paper sector as well as alumina sector. So do we think that that will offset the decline in textile? And the capacity utilization will increase going forward?
I think we feel that a couple of quarters, there will be a little stress, because even though you're right, textiles is also stable, but paper is also going up. But new capacity additions are happening. So that creates its own stress. So this is something which is a matter of concern, and international prices are low. So all that combined, I think there is going to be a stress for a little while.
Okay. My second question is in terms of ECH. What are the current prices and are we still seeing some traction there? And when do we plan to commission our plant there?
The ECH current prices are in the range of 102, 103 rupees per kg.
Okay.
And the crude glycerin, which is the key raw material, would be around 31, 32 rupees a kg. Now, so both of them have come down, and therefore the margins, although they are lower in absolute terms, but the margins, the EBITDA margins, would be in the range of around 18-19%.
Okay.
And in terms of our commissioning, as mentioned, we will be commissioning the plants, the ECH plant in Q3.
In Q3, okay. My second question is in terms of sugar. So what kind of, so we've been hearing that in UP there is some problems relating to OMC offtake of ethanol. Are you facing something like that, and what is your view on that?
No, there is no issue in terms of OMC offtake of ethanol. They have to meet their targets, so they are, I think there is enough gap between the tender and the contract.
Okay, because we heard that there are some logistics issues at the end of the OM season. They are filled with ethanol, so they are not buying anything right now in Q2.
We are not everything. Yeah, I mean, they can be temporary, but we have not faced such issues. Temporary issues can be there.
Okay, and in terms of grain-based facilities, since there is no, the government is not going to provide with broken rice anymore, what would be the impact on the margins for this as compared to when we had planned in the planning stage?
So, it's a little early right now to say, because we will look at seeing, you know, like one option is the FCI grain, the rice, the other option is to get from the market. Now, there are a lot of factors, so I don't think it's the right time to give you the impact on the margin. Yes, some impact will be there, but how much is difficult to say, because we would like to now procure it from the market, that is one, and we really don't know till how long this SCI ban will stay. So there are multiple factors, too early right now.
Okay, and in terms of profitability post this non-availability of FTI rice, will it be bee heavy, then syrup, and then grain? Am I right?
See, it's a little early to, as Amit mentioned, it's a little early to talk about this, because there are discussions going on with the government for grains, for ethanol. Otherwise, we will not be able to meet the PM's target for ethanol blending percentage. So those discussions are on, and we do hope that some kind of a resolution comes up in the next few days.
Right.
I would also like to add, you know, the total tender for a total contracted value for grain-based ethanol is 130 lakh liters, and what has been supplied till now is only 60 lakh liters. So that itself is a gap. So that also has to be covered.
Okay.
Otherwise, there will be less amount than what is contracted. Less amount available.
Right, right. And in terms of vinyl, my question is, since we are working at currently negative EBIT levels, till when will we, till what price will we go and produce more of vinyl?
Their contribution.
Pardon me? See, we are actually making carbide and vinyl.
Right, right.
You see. So we play between the two. Whichever gets the better realization will come to. We are not trying to stop production by any time.
And okay. Anyway, there's a contribution.
Right.
So
actually, the negative 7 crores EBIT for OP.
No, but there's a contribution. Right? There's a fixed cost before the EBIT.
Okay. So we are, and what would be the current chlorine utilization for us?
So chlorine utilization, see, the Bharuch plant where we have almost 60-70% of the capacity, current capacity, there 40% we are supplying through pipeline and captive is about 4-5%, which will increase to 15% once all of the downstream plants come up. And so ballpark, as you can assume that Bharuch will be close to about 50-55% captive or through pipelines. The Kota complex is almost 30-35% captive.
Okay. That's it from my side. I'll join back in here for further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from line of Pratik Tolia from Systematics Group. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I just want to understand one thing. Typically the understanding that we had was, you know, when prices come down and the cost is high, many small and marginal players tend to rationalize their capacity in order to, you know, reduce the supply, which, you know, so kind of supports the realizations, and therefore there is some balance that we see in the industry. Is anything of that sort likely to happen, considering that, you know, the costs are still pretty much higher, like you mentioned, and you know, realizations are at 27,000. So anything like that, are we foreseeing?
No. That is something which is not allowed either. And industries are trying to gain whatever they can make by force. Everyone is running at a reduced capacity. So it's already running a reduced capacity, but each one is working on their own position in the market.
Okay. No, because we are basically, you know, backward integrated, and we also have our captive power. So we would be still better off in the cost curve versus some of the others who would be actually bleeding at current realization levels. So would they not be, you know, kind of curtailing the capacity?
So each one is working on whatever works out for them. And some people are working a little higher capacity utilization, some are working a little lower. Depending on the cost of production, depending on the offtake within their radius of their factory, where the freight costs are also within control, each company has to work out their own economics.
Sure. Okay. And so secondly, could you just talk a little bit on this CBG plant that you're putting up? What sort of opportunities available, and this 130 odd crore that you're investing, what sort of IRRs are we targeting over here?
This is an opportunity. I mean, this is a coming up sector. One, because this is from biomass. And for us, it's like adding value to our byproduct. And the other thing is, it's the CBG is equivalent to CNG, which is a cleaner fuel. So the opportunity is immense. We have just made our first beginning here. And in terms of returns, it will be in the range of around 18-19% return on investment. Yeah, and probably we do see that going forward, the technology will improve from the way it is right now. So that should further improve efficiencies and help returns further. So the sector will undergo a change. This is, I think, the starting.
Right. And so the raw material you said will be basically press mud, which is a waste product in the sugar business.
Yes.
Great. That's it for my first. Thank you and wish you all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rohit Nagraj from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
Yes.
Am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So my first question is broadly from a medium-term strategy perspective. Now that most of our plants are likely to get commissioned in near future, from a capital allocation perspective, particularly talking from the chemicals business, what is the thought process from the management in terms of diversifying into any other streams of chemicals apart from the existing ones where we already are, you know, among the market leader and we have first mover advantage in ECH, etc. So what's the broader thought process from a medium to long-term perspective? Thank you.
You know, we, as a group, we keep exploring what are the opportunities available to us. We took up the initiation of expansion of our caustic soda plant, expanding our aluminum chloride and doubling that capacity at Bharuch, of adding ECH, adding H2O2, getting into, we are studying various other areas of value add down these two chains at the moment. We have set up an R&D center in Vadodara, which is working on what more value addition can be done on ECH and H2O2, even chlorine, what more can we do down the line. So we continuously keep exploring what are the options and alternatives open to us. So at the moment, we already have these projects online, but we are looking at more projects, and at the appropriate time, the board will take a decision of investing further. I mean, that's part of our strategy. We have to keep growing. We have decided to move on the value-added chain more, so that will happen in due course of time.
Sure, sir. That answers the question. Second question is, you already talked about, you've been talking with the government on the import of you know, PVC from China, and supposedly the quality is also bad. So when is the likelihood that the government will take some action on this, given that it's been in the talks since fairly long time? Thank you.
I know it's a big challenge. I wish I knew when it will happen. But we are following up with the government. We are telling them in terms of the quotas and QR issues, etc., etc., how to restrict it, because it's not good in terms of the extent and the quality of the PVC. So industry is following up with the government. Very difficult to say. Very difficult to say, Rohit, by when it will happen.
Sure, sir. Thanks a lot for answering the questions, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Riya Mehta from Equitas. Please go ahead. Riya, may I request to unmute your line and go ahead with the question, please?
Hello.
Riya, may I request to unmute your line and go ahead with the question, please? So the line for the participant dropped. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Pratiksha Daftari from Equiras Investments. Please go ahead.
I just wanted to understand how much of our sugar volume would be refined
Pratiksha,
right now.
Sorry to interrupt you. May I request you to speak a little louder, please?
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to understand that what is the contribution of refined sugar in our volumes right now, and what is the realization for refined vis-a-vis the other sugar?
So, Pratiksha, around 60% of our total volumes now are under refined sugar. And the differential is anywhere ballpark around 70 rupees between sulfated and non-sulfated sugar.
70 rupees?
70
per quintal.
Per quintal.
Per quintal.
Understood. And what would be our conversion cost for sugar production right now? As in, apart from cane, like cost of production, if I were to just, you know, deduct the cane
It's the total cost, I mean, as of date, the inventory we hold, we are holding at about 3,150, 3,160 rupees per quintal.
Okay. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thanks. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your participation in today's call. We remain focused on pursuing our strategic direction on business growth through scale, diversifying revenue streams, optimizing costs, and achieving greater integration. We are committed to maintaining a robust balance sheet and healthy cash flows. As a company, we are equally focused on environment and community welfare. We aim to forge stronger relationships with all our stakeholders. Once again, thank you for joining us on our Q1 earnings call. We wish that you stay safe and in good health. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you very much. On behalf of DCM Shriram Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.